It's starting to feel like fall. You're at a pumpkin carving party, sipping some cider, and then suddenly talk turns to Diamondbacks and fourth downs and Oregon-Berkeley game, and you freeze because you really don't know what they're talking about. I feel your pain, which is why I actually listen to my husband when he starts to get all excited about the above-mentioned. So even if I can't fit in, at least I know what's going on. So for the sports challenged, I among you, let's bring in the BPP Monday morning quarterback, Bill Wolf. Sports fans will remember him from ESPN's Around the Horn. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Allison.
You
How are
actually
you?
went to The Price is Right
Good
once,
morning,
didn't
William.
I did go to The Price is Right in 1990, and I saw an historic episode. I know we have to get to sports, but I will tell you,
It's a
I was
sport.
there in the fourth row behind contestants row with my friend Clay Tarver, and we saw a show in which none of the six contests was won. They were 0 for 6. And then in the showcase, for those familiar with the show, it was a double overbid.
Whoa,
Yep.
that is the worst show of all time.
Was the worst show of all time.
But you do have your name tag that says William
Yes.
framed in your office, which I
That's correct.
find
Just in
very
case anybody wants to know from where it is I derive my authority that I was on The Price is Right.
I mentioned earlier before our quick break that we watched this over and over again, this one particular clip, the Cal Berkeley Bears versus the Oregon State Beavers. This freshman kid gets his shot, about 18 or 19. It looks like it's going to be his game. Let's listen to this clip from KFXX, Portland Sports Radio.
A redshirt freshman, Riley, gets his first start for Nate Longshore, who has an ankle injury. Kevin gets his first touchdown pass, 12 yards to Lavelle Hawkins, and he also ran for a score. Bears led 14-10.
It all sounded good.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, a little bit of context that's important. First of all, Cal, in its history, isn't a very good team, right? I mean, UCLA, sure, USC, sure,
right.
even
right.
the University of Washington, sure.
Whatever you say.
But Berkeley, the traditional also-rans, but they're running second in the entire country. And earlier Saturday afternoon, LSU, who was running first in the country, lost. So this kid, Kevin Riley, is quarterbacking a team where if they win, they're going to be ranked number one in the country, which for Cal is an enormous deal. But they're losing by 3 points with about a minute to go. And they get and Cal gets the ball on offense at their own about 5 yard line, meaning they've got to go all the way down the field and get close enough to kick a field goal to tie the game, to go to overtime, to win the game, to become number one. You got it?
Yep.
Okay. So the kid does it, Kevin Riley. He runs them right down the field, and it's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, throw after throw, big plays and penalties that go in their favor, and every amazing thing. It looks like Cal is going to get there close enough, kick a field goal, and tie the game, and then with that momentum, they're at home, sweep to victory, and be the number one team in the country. But with about 15 seconds to go.
This doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good. Not for Kevin Riley or anyone who went to Cal and cares about the football team. With about 15 seconds to go, they're very close enough to kick the tying field goal, but they don't have any timeouts. So the strategy generally in that moment is for the quarterback, in this case Kevin Riley, to get the ball, snap the ball, and then just throw it out of bounds or throw it into the ground, because when you throw a pass that's not complete, the clock stops. And if the clock stops, then you can bring the kicker on, you can line it up, you can snap it back, and he can kick it through, and you're all fine. But Kevin Riley, a redshirt freshman, meaning he sat out his freshman year, so he's about 19 years old, decides he's going to run one more play. Oh, Kevin. If he throws it and it's incomplete, it'll stop the clock and he'll be fine. But he runs it and he gets tackled, so the clock is running. Okay, no problem. You got about 7 seconds left. All he's got to do is line up the team, get the ball, and throw it into the ground as fast as he can. And even if there's just 1 second left, they can bring the kicker on.
He can literally just spike the ball into the ground.
Precisely.
He can.
That's exactly right. And anyone who's watched veteran football watchers all know this. Veteran rookie football players have never been through this, and he's never been through this. So they run the play, and he gets tackled, and there's 7 seconds to go, and everybody's saying, line it up, spike it, come on, man, come on. But instead of doing that, he takes the ball with him and runs for the sideline.
Yeah. It was a Britney Spearsian meltdown.
It was unbelievable, and he doesn't line up the team, and he doesn't snap the ball, and he doesn't throw it into the ground. Instead, he runs off the field with the ball.
Holding the ball.
And time expires and the game's over.
He sort of ran willy-nilly, too, like he didn't know where he was going.
Willy-nilly. And so Cal, instead of kicking the field goal, which would have easily gone through and giving themselves a chance to win the game and then, as we said, be ranked first in the country, which is amazing for Cal. Now they're just like everybody else, and poor Kevin Riley, with his big chance to be the hero, is instead the GOAT.
And you just should have seen the look on that kid's face when he was on the sideline. I mean, it was like he didn't have
painful.
A friend in the world.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So that's why we watched it four times.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Well, sports is nothing except about Schadenfreude. It's only about, you know, thinking, oh, there, but for the grace of God, go I. And I must say, there is an actual sports axiom or lesson to learn here. That is, they say it's great to have veteran players, older players who have experienced things. And a lot of times I think to myself, well, why? If the young freshman player or the rookie player is the best athlete, why not put him in? And this is why. Because in a moment of tremendous pressure, never having experienced that pressure or these circumstances, the young player, in this case the freshman, is apt to make a bonehead play simply through inexperience. And that's why they say, you know, it helps to have a veteran player. This was a great example of it. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Let's move on to baseball real quick.
Yeah.
Colorado Rockies, they've won, is it 20 of 21 games? Was I
You've
listening?
Been reading up.
Well, I listened, actually. I do listen.
Can you tell me when the last time a National League team did such a thing? No, that's why you have me on the show.
No, can't.
The last time a team in the National League, which is where the Colorado Rockies play, did such a thing to win 20 out of 21 was 1936. So this does not happen where you win 20 out of 21. And last night was their 20th out of 21. They have now won three straight over the Arizona Diamondbacks in the league championship series. So one more win for Colorado, and they'll be off to the World Series to face either Cleveland or Boston. And it is simply amazing. Because the Colorado Rockies don't have any players that anybody's ever heard of.
Well, that was my next question. As if they get to the World Series,
yep.
and I'm watching this
yep.
team,
yep.
who should I be watching? Tell me two players I should pay attention to.
Well, their best player is called Matt Holliday, and he might be the most valuable player in the league. He had sort of crazy, enormous, ridiculous statistics all year. Matt Holliday's one guy. I guess the thing about the Colorado Rockies, and if you watch them or if you read any of the reporting about the Colorado Rockies, they have a bunch of pretty good players, and none of them is the big, huge, crazy star. None of them is like Derek Jeter for the Yankees or Manny Ramirez for the Red Sox, where it's just clearly the best guy, and he's always coming through. Colorado, last night they got it from a guy called Yorvit Torrealba, who, you know, have you ever heard of
Yorvit
Torrealba?
I
mean, I
haven't.
The Torrealba family doesn't know Yorvit Torrealba. But last night, he was the guy who hit the three-run homer. The veteran player, the player they've had for a long time who's really excellent, is called Todd Helton, who is a compelling character because not only is he a brilliant, brilliant player for a long time, he was once a college quarterback at the University of Tennessee, meaning this guy is one of these supernatural athletes who can excel at any sport. So Todd Helton's excellent. Brad Hawpe, Hawpe, is excellent. Holliday is excellent.
And Yorvit.
Yorvit Torrealba.
Pats versus Dallas was the big match-off of the weekend in Pro Bowl. Thank you.
We say match-off.
Match-off, match-up.
Match-off.
Clap on, clap off,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I want to play this for you. This is a Dallas fan from YouTube on Dallas's loss to the Pats and why Dallas shouldn't rely on a running back named J.J. Let's play this fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, an hour and 21 points ago, I was just, like, going crazy. But now, offensively, J.J. did some good stuff, but he don't need to start no more. I'm sorry. You got to come in with Marion Barber.
J.J. does not need to start anymore, apparently.
Yeah, not anymore.
Who's J.J. and is it his fault?
J.J., I believe, is Julius Jones.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone refer to him as J.J. except in Dallas.
Well, but this guy's clearly close friends with J.J. after weeks and weeks of knowing him via the television. Julius Jones is one of two running backs that they have. The other is called Marion Barber. And Julius Jones did fine. It really wasn't his fault. there's sort of no was it Grenada's fault that they lost the invasion to the United States? I mean,
guess not.
The New England Patriots in the proper perspective.
Are so good and so frightening with their capacity to score tons of points that it really isn't anybody's fault when they lose to the Patriots. And as regards, I know you feel for Julius Jones this morning, Allison.
JJ, please.
JJ, the Patriots scored 48 points, and JJ plays offense. And the problem with 48 points isn't the offense, it's the defense. So it really isn't Julius Jones' fault. It's that New England, particularly this sort of model, handsome, superstar guy, Tom Brady.
We need to wrap soon, hon.
He's unbelievable. Tom Brady is unbelievable. Take that to the water cooler and tell everybody you know Tom Brady is unbelievable.
Bill Wolf, sports fan extraordinaire and news executive by day. Thanks, hon.
My pleasure, love.